News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
It's day two of the withdrawal of service by criminal defence solicitors in Dublin. It's continuing to disrupt the district, central and circuit courts in the dispute over changes to the legal aid programme. We'll speak to Gary Gannon, the Social Democrats Justice spokesperson, in just a minute. But first of all, Solicitor Michael Finucane on the line. We had one of your colleagues in studio with us yesterday, Michael, who was hoping that there would be some engagement with Minister Jim O'Callaghan and indeed his officials in the department. Any movement?
I'm afraid to say no, no movement at all. The minister knows only too well that solicitors and members of the representative body, the Law Society, stand ready to discuss the problems with this new scheme and to try to find a solution by working with the department, because there are elements to it that are simply unworkable. But I'm afraid it's been radio silence from the department.
What impact is this having on the procedure and I suppose the administration of justice?
Well, it's having a huge impact. It's a measure of last resort for legal professionals, because our livelihood and our lives revolve around processing court cases and advancing them to a conclusion, not, as the minister would have us believe, endlessly adjourning them just for our own profit. So it's extremely frustrating for members of the profession. It's extremely frustrating for our clients and also victims of crime who have to stand on the sidelines and watch empty courtrooms doing no work, absolutely and completely as a result of this new scheme that the minister has brought in.
There has been a comment from an Taoiseach saying a withdrawal of service by criminal defence solicitors in Dublin is not justified and should not happen. Back to work with you, Micheál Martin says.
Well, the Taoiseach says it's not justified, but it's hardly surprising that he would come out with that, given that he's really got to do nothing else except either back or sack his cabinet colleague. And it seems to me that what the Taoiseach is missing is the extremely cogent and well thought out criticisms of this new scheme. And perhaps instead of attacking solicitors for doing what they don't want to be doing in the first place, he should perhaps be having a quiet word with his justice minister and encouraging him to sort out a problem that is entirely of the minister's own making.
Jim O'Callaghan will be in this very studio a little bit later on, but the Department of Justice has issued a press release and they talked about engagements with the Law Society. I'll just give you some of the highlights of this. Ongoing engagement with the Law Society and the Bar over a number of years regarding reform of criminal legal aid. In October 2025, the review of the criminal legal aid scheme was submitted for consideration. A meeting was held between the department and the Law Society on the 15th of October last year to discuss the findings of a review which highlighted concerns concerning criminal legal aid in the district court. Following that meeting, both representative bodies were invited to make submissions by the 14th of November 2025 and the Law Society submitted feedback. So they're saying that, and by the way, the list goes on. They kept talking to you in January and in February, and they're saying that, look, we did engage with you. We're changing the rules. We're the boss. Follow up with it.
Well, I think the way you just summarised the last point that you made really kind of...
But it was very...
to be
fair, I'm not... That clearly is not... That's clearly not written down there. I was just surmising because it's quite a long list.
I appreciate that. But I don't think it's a fair... I don't think it's an unfair description of the way the department has gone about this and the way the minister has presented it to his cabinet colleagues. One thing that they're not including in their list of dates... is the fact that these proposals were brought to Cabinet on the 28th of February 2026. And after that, they claim to have had meetings and they received further information from both the Law Society and Bar Council. But by that stage, it was a done deal. And neither professional body, particularly the body representing solicitors, was informed of this. We were not informed of the details of the scheme. We weren't informed of how it was going to work. Because if we had been, then we would have pointed out some of the glaring flaws in this process, not least the fact that the fixed fee that the minister proposes to implement is covering all work, no matter how long, no matter how detailed, in every district court criminal case for an individual person.
Okay.
And there's no real guarantee that you're even going to get paid that amount if the person should decide to change solicitors at the last minute.
What is your message to Jim O'Callaghan?
The message is very simple. Engage meaningfully with criminal defence solicitors through their representative body and work out the obvious flaws in the new system. Solicitors are not in any way motivated to stand outside courts. They're not interested in leaving their clients unrepresented. But we've been forced to do this because of not only what he's done, but the way he has done it. And he should reverse course and fix the problem.
Okay, we'll put that point to Minister Jim O'Callaghan when he's on later on. Onward, Ciara Doherty, who's filling in for Claire Byrne today. Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats with me in studio as well. They're very angry, Gary. Can you understand why they're that angry?
Yeah, I can absolutely understand why they're that angry. I sat at the Justice Committee meeting with the Justice Minister a couple of weeks back, and I mean, the level of, I'm going to say arrogance, but I don't think arrogance is too strong a word that the minister displayed that day. I mean, amongst many highlights of that session, he said the reason he didn't go into criminal law himself was because he was told early that crime doesn't pay. At the same time, he was seeking to reduce the pay of criminal solicitors. This review, the minister said, he carried out, and this press release he put out yesterday, by the way, is extraordinary.
It's very long. That's why I was surmising it as best I could.
I don't think I've seen a press release with 22 notes to the editor. Now, 22 notes to the editor suggests to me a department that's scrambling when you're explaining you're losing. And the reason the minister is losing this at the moment is because that review, the moment that review touched air and everyone else got to see it, the solicitors themselves in opposition, it fell apart. What it clearly showed was that review was carried out by a person or people who didn't understand the workings of the criminal court, particularly at district court levels. There was, they said, 339,000 cases that were reviewed, of which they were able to highlight three different occasions by which some form of malicious action took place. And that was the basis for a full initiation of a flat fee proposal.
I mean, the sense I get from it, and we've had two solicitors on the last 2 days, is that someone in the department has decided that solicitors are somehow on the take and that they are maybe bringing in extra colleagues when they don't need to be brought in, and every time that they're appearing is like, cha-ching, there's another few bob in my pocket. I mean, that's what I'm reading here. Am I wrong?
It's hard not to see that that's what the assumption they've come to is. But for an order to, like, in order to be, for that assumption, it has to be based on some sort of evidence. And the evidence is, at district court level, cases involving legal aid take longer than cases that don't. Now, there's all sorts of very understandable reasons for that. People who are involved in the legal aid system usually have addictions, there's complex issues. They're going to take longer than somebody going in for a driving offence or somebody going in for a case that they're able to pay for themselves. That's honestly just natural. But the minister has marched himself up a hill now to the point where he's using phrases like he's not for turning. There's the only obligation upon anyone to keep our court system running effectively. It's a statutory obligation on the Minister for Justice. He cannot look at people who are sole traders, people who operate in private practice, and say, you have to make this work for me. He has enacted a flat fee proposal, which would essentially mean after the sixth court appearance, everybody in the courtroom would be getting paid, with the exception of the criminal solicitor. Understandably, they can turn around and say, actually, you know what, that doesn't work for me, we're removing ourselves.
But we have seen the impact of this, and again, having studied law in a previous existence, and reading reports from the district court yesterday, there are going to be an absolute glut of cases that will come before the Court of Appeal in a couple of years' time for people who appeared in the first instance, who did not have legal representation, who will be able to turn around and say, I didn't know what I was doing, I've made a mistake, I didn't mean to do that. Like, the state is being opened up to a huge problem here.
So it's not just in a couple of years' time. Sir, 20 cases before the High Court tomorrow, based on habeas corpus, Article 40 of habeas corpus cases in front of the High Court tomorrow. So I cannot believe the scale of misjudgment, miscalculation on the part of the Minister for Justice. I actually wrote to him 6 weeks ago about this proposal because I have a different fear. I believe that if actually this measure does come in, 520 for a flat fee proposal, it will mean that the most complex cases will actually not be have legal representation. Because if a criminal solicitor is the only one not getting paid after the 7th, 8th, 9th case, why would he take on a case that's going to be so complex? That was my concern then. I imagine that once he heard the evidence that he would be come back to the table, there would be solutions could be found. But he's just bullheaded, running like a bull through a china shop here. And now it's about his resolve rather than about this issue.
It seems unnecessarily antagonistic, doesn't it? I mean, I'm not sure
it's
why
so
we've gotten to the point
that
they've walked out and the minister is still trying to stay the course.
But the minister is not only trying to stay the course. I mean, every time I pick up a paper now, I'll hear about solicitor earns money and it's being presented as some form of nefarious activity. There is an antagonism and an aggression here that I don't usually associate with a policy change that the minister or his department seem to be scrambling, and it's exemplified by those 22 notes to the editor in the press release that went out yesterday. That is not normal behaviour.
Michael Finucan, just the last word to you on this. You've chosen a particular course in criminal law. I don't know whether you have other areas of practice as well, but most, they specialise in criminal law because they like it. There are easier ways to make money as a solicitor, aren't there?
There are. There are also more lucrative ways to make money. But, you know, there are people, believe it or not, and I know this is going to shock your listeners a great deal, but there are actually people working in the legal profession who believe in what they do and believe that what they do is important. I mean, not unlike the relationship a GP would form with a patient, many solicitors form a long relationship with clients who come from extremely chaotic and destructive backgrounds. And the help that is provided to those people to try and put their lives back together when they come in contact with the criminal justice system is invaluable. And as my colleague said yesterday, it's a service that's already been provided at a discounted rate. I mean, we all know that the government does not overpay for its services, maybe unless you're building a children's hospital. And criminal solicitors put in massive amounts of work for which they are not paid. And we do it gladly because we enjoy and get fulfillment from helping people. And for this man to come on and impose a policy accusing us of being unethical and abusing the system is not only untrue, it's a personal affront. And no wonder he has provoked the reaction that he has.
Okay, Michael Finucan, criminal solicitor, thank you very much for joining us. Gary Gannon, TD in studio with me as well. We will hear from Jim O'Callaghan on his justification for this particular course of action a little bit later on.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.